Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, fourth chapter, and title of the chapter is Vidura Approaches Maitreya, and text number 18. Please try to repeat the verse.
Jnanam param swatma swatmaraha prakasham. Prabhachakasmai Bhagavan Samagram. Apikshanam na grahanyavartair. Badanjasayat Brijinam Tarena.
It word to word meaning. Jnanam, knowledge. Param, supreme. Swatma, own self. Raha, mystery. Prakasham, enlightening.
Pravacha,
said.
Kasmai,
unto.
Ka,
Brahmaji.
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead.
Samagram,
in sum total.
Api,
if so.
Kshamam,
able.
Naha,
unto me.
Grahanaya,
acceptable.
Bharataha,
O my Lord.
Bada,
say.
Anjasa,
in detail.
Yat,
that which.
Brijinam,
miseries.
Tarema,
can cross over.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of High Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Translation. My Lord, kindly explain to us if you think us competent to receive it. The transcendental knowledge which gives enlightenment about yourself and which you explained before to Brahmaji. Please repeat translation.
My Lord,
kindly explain to us.
If you think us competent to receive it,
the transcendental knowledge
which gives enlightenment
about yourself and
which you explained before to Brahmaji.
Purport. A pure devotee like Uddhava has no material affections because he engaged constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. A devotee feels affected without the association of the Lord. Constant remembrance of the Lord's activities keeps the devotees alive. And therefore Uddhava requested that the Lord please enlighten him with the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam as previously instructed to Brahmaji.
Hare Krishna.
In this verse, previously of course all of us we heard from the different class about how Uddhava approaching to the Lord, and you know, he's so humble
And of course, he is a pure devotee. So this is referring one verse in Bhagavad Gita, which is like very close. It's clearly described exactly that verse, you know. That, you know, mat chitta mad gato prana badhantascha parasparam kathantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Vaishnavas, they are always eager to hear about Krishna and his devotee, and his devotees first time. That's their life and soul. Here Uddhava, he is showing same interest. He is, of course, he is a great example. He wants to hear more and more about Krishna. Why is asking Krishna? What do we think? He don't know about Krishna's pastime? Is it? Yes, for our benefit. Actually, he knew. He went to study to Brihaspati, isn't it? Brihaspati don't know about Krishna? Of course he know. And, you know, that is the, actually, Uddhava, he is, the Prabhupada explained in a few verses, beginning in this chapter, that Uddhava is not an ordinary person. He is a Nitya Siddha person. The Vasu, he came enter into Uddhava. In Krishna Lila, each person is like 2-3 incarnation came into one body. You know, this is the transcendental knowledge. You know, that's why Krishna's energy or Krishna's pastime is achintya. We cannot even imagine with our tiny brain. So if you try to understand, you will make mistakes. So that's why it's for us, it's achintya. We cannot even imagine. So Uddhava is, of course, he is a Nitya Siddha devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. So he is showing that attitude, we should follow it. Actually, a devotee never says that, I know about Krishna, everything, I don't think so, I have to know anymore, or I have to hear anymore. Narad Muni, once he visit Dwarka, and of course, we know there's a very famous story, like he went to each of every palace and he saw everywhere is Krishna. Somewhere he is taking care of baby, somewhere he is meditating, somewhere he is chanting Gayatri, somewhere he is just, you know, writing his diary. And he is doing all the different activities in all the palace. And of course, you know, he will come and he will ask different questions to Krishna. And then he said to Krishna, actually, you know, I knew about you completely. And then Krishna asked, what do you think? What you knew about me? And then he said, I knew that nobody will know completely you. That's what I knew. So Krishna, his another name is Nitya Kishora. Nitya means eternal. And in that name, definition is given by Jiva Goswami, which is a Nitya Nava Navayaman. That's why it's called Nitya Kishora. Every day new. So it's never ever like feel old. So that's why devotee, we have tendency even, you know, go and grab the new things, isn't it? Everyone has that tendency. So that's why Krishna's pastime is never old. When we hear again, there will be something new. Srila Prabhupada, once he said, like if you read Bhagavad Gita one time, you will understand some extent. Second time, you will understand a little bit more. Third time, you will be more. And if you continue 100, 200 times, you will find out new thing every time. So that is Krishna's pastime. That is Krishna's instruction. You know, definitely it is sure. One of Prabhupada's disciples, he read Bhagavad Gita 40 times. And then he went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I read Bhagavad Gita 40 times. And Prabhupada said, you know, still you should keep reading, you'll find out new. And then later on when he gave seminar and he said, yes, it is true. You know, even after that when I study, I find out new thing.
So Krishna's pastime is like this. So that's why Uddhava, even though he heard, he knew about Krishna's pastime, but still he wanted to hear about Krishna. That is the symptom of pure devotee. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli, Sanatana Goswami, first time he approaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is your his first question? Ke ami kene more jare traputray iha nahi jani ami koiche hito hoy. Who am I and why I am suffering in this material world? So what do you think? He don't know. If we study Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's childhood, the devotee from childhood, of course, you know, they are Nitya Siddha, you know, in Braj, in Vrindavan Leela. But in this past time, they have become Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is so intelligent and his routine was so perfect. It's not like, you know, ordinary person. He used to do the work in the palace, but simultaneously he used to study Bhagavatam very, you know, strictly every day. And he used to have some very scholar person about the Bhagavatam, and they used to discuss with Sanatana Goswami. And he was so intelligent. Every time he used to defeat all the so-called, you know, scholar. He was that much intelligent. And of course we can understand, you know, Bengal, Hussain Shah, by the name, you know, only brand, Hussain Shah is running the kingdom. But ultimately, kingdom was run by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, which is, you know, Hussain Shah mentioned when Rupa Goswami resigned. He was very upset. He said, look, you know, I am just king by the name, but you two brother used to take care of everything, and you are now leaving. How am I going to run kingdom? You know. So he told himself, he cannot leave. So we can understand how much intelligence, you know, they are. And still, how he approached Mahaprabhu? He asked about, you know, who am I and why I am suffering. That is the nature of a devotee. And then Mahaprabhu replied, very interesting, you know, line, daddo lagi puche ei sadhu bebohar. Actually, devotees, they knows about Krishna and his devotees, his pastime, everything. But still he want to hear. Why? Because they enjoy that. They love that Krishna katha. That is their mood. It's like one place Mahaprabhu mentioned that when somebody will be developed the taste for the Krishna's loving service, he cannot leave that. And once Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he was giving class, he gave an example. You know, if you are in India, you saw mosquito, they sit on your skin. Sometime, the new, like, you know, the mosquito is there, like you're trying to get rid of. Especially devotees, they don't want to kill, isn't it? They just do like that. But still, mosquito, they don't go, they don't fly away. Why? They knew this person might kill me, but at that moment, the mosquito is sucking blood and is getting more, deriving more taste than that's his fear. You know, he has, the mosquito has fear, but at that moment, he's getting more taste that fear. So that's why he just neglect that fear. So that is like he got some taste. Similar way, when we'll get taste for Krishna's service and Krishna katha, even though we have so many difficulties, but still, we want to hear it again and again. So Parikshit Maharaj, you know, we can see, his 7 days and seven nights, he didn't sleep, he didn't eat, but still, he was, you know, vigorously he was asking question to Sukadeva Goswami, what is this, what is that? You know, in some point we can see,
You know, Sukadeva Goswami, he described the pastime very shortly. Many places you can see that. But Parikshit Maharaj again will, oh, I have a question. What is that? Can you explain me this one in details? Why it's happened like that? So we can see that the eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj to hear about Krishna. So this is a symptom of a devotee. Or devotee of the Hari. Hari Shabdeh Rane Kartho Dui Mukhatam Sarva Amangala Hare Prem Di Hare Mon. Hari, the word, it has many definitions. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, but Dui Mukhyatam, there is two meaning is prominent or main. Sarva Amangala Hare Prem Diya Hare Mon. Hari means one who still. So what he does? Sarva Amangala Hare. He takes all the inauspiciousness from our life. And Prem Diya Hare Mon. And he steals our mind by his loving reciprocation. When somebody develops this loving reciprocation, like Uddhava, he was always eager to hear about Krishna. Always. They never get bored. Sometimes, you know, class will go 1 hour to 1.5, so here will be also half. Of course, we are developing some taste, you know. But, you know, the Uddhava, he has like complete, he developed the complete, what is called? Like, complete taste for the Krishna Katha. And another thing in this verse indicate is the transcendental knowledge about Krishna. So why are you asking Krishna? Because Krishna knows Krishna only completely. Nobody else knows him completely. So that's why we have to accept the knowledge from bona fide disciplic succession. That's why Guru Parampara is very important. So which Krishna has given, that is complete actually. If someone else is speculate, there is speculation even in Shastras. What is that? Like Jaimini, Patanjal. Their knowledge is not from direct, from Krishna. There's a partial. You know, that's not complete knowledge. You know, it's like Srila Siddhar Swami, he gave a commentary about the Jaimini and Patanjal. Yes, what they are thinking, partially truth, not all. Because they speculate so much. You know how? It's an example they given. Imagine, 5 blind person, they send to identify how is elephant looks like. So 5 person they went, somebody grabbed leg, elephant leg, and somebody grabbed what is called front part, trunk. Okay. And somebody grabbed tail, somebody touched the, you know, belly, you know, like that they came back. What do you think, what kind of experience or what kind of description they will give? So one who grabbed the feet, he will say, oh, elephant means like a strong pillar. That's it, elephant. And one who grabbed the trunk, he will say, no, elephant means like a big rope, and a strong rope. And who are not touch the belly, he will say, no. Elephant means like a big pot, you know, round pot. And one who touch a tail, he will say, no. Actually, elephant means something hairy stuff, you know. So, partially, this all are true. But, you know, if you take individually as a
like complete truth, that's not true, isn't it? That's his partial. You know, elephant not like a pillar, but his part of body is like pillar. So that's why there is speculation. So if someone will accept only one's knowledge, which is like one's comment, then he will be in a great mistake. Because the five are there, they were blind. You know, that's the other day I was telling story. Why they are blind? Because they don't accept Krishna's supremacy. You know, they think knowledge or detachment or yoga can deliver everything. No, it cannot. You know, there is a very famous story. You know, Jaimini was thinking knowledge can be much more powerful than bhakti. And then Vyasadeva was testing, you know. So then, Vyasadeva was like came as a beautiful lady, and Jaimini is attracted by that lady. And then he told her, I want to marry you. And then lady said, okay, if you want to marry me, you have to carry me from here to that hill in their temple so we can get married there. Halfway through, he saw some rough leg. What is this? And then he took out from his, he was carrying on his back, and then he put it down and he saw Vyasadeva is standing. So, that's why they are blind. And their approach is also considered as a blind man description, which is not complete. So that's why Uddhava, he asked the source of completeness. So he asked Krishna, please give me the transcendental knowledge. He asked for us. He knew, of course, you know, he is a complete, you know, knowledgeable person. And he knows about Krishna every single thing, you know. Imagine how dear to him, how dear he was, how close, how much close to Krishna. Krishna sent him as a messenger to Vrindavan. So he was that close. You know, what do you think? If someone is, as a devotee, if someone living that close to Krishna, he don't understand Krishna? You know, when Dhruva Maharaj is performing austerity, and then Lord Vishnu came, and he just touched his conch shell on his head, and the transcendental knowledge is appear within his heart, and he start glorifying Krishna. Actually, that one is mentioned in here, Dibya Gyan Hride Prakashito. The transcendental knowledge will appear within the heart. It's not that we'll study, of course, study will give knowledge, and that knowledge will make us surrender, and more eager to hear about Krishna and do, you know, loving service toward to him. That will develop that test. And finally, that ultimate knowledge will appear actually by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So, Dhruva Maharaj got the transcendental knowledge. And here, Uddhava, Krishna so many times embrace him, not only touching his head by his hand, but he's always with him. So what do we think? He don't have the transcendental knowledge? Of course he has. Only thing is, he's asking for us, you know. So, this is a Vaishnava etiquette, like Vaishnava behaving. Okay, I'm giving the genuine thing. There is no duplicity. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he gave his Bhagavad Gita's name, Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is nothing, you know, mental speculation or exaggeration or cheating. As it is. So that's why Uddhav asked to Lord, please give me that transcendental knowledge which is you have given to Lord Brahma. So other people can follow that. And yesterday actually, this is month of Kartik, there is this last, sometime it's become 4 days and 5 days, it's called Bhishma Panchak and Vishnu Panchak, the both. So in these 5 days, it starts from Ekadashi to Purnima. You know, even it's some mention in Chaitanya Charitamrita about it, and some Padma Puran, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Srimad Bhagavatam as well, and of course in Mahabharata as well. The Bhishma Panchak, Panchak means five. Bhishma Panchak is the last 5 days of Bhishma Dev's life. He did fasting, complete fasting for Krishna to just, you know, satisfy him. So Bhishma Dev was, you know, lying down in Kurukshetra for waiting for Uttarayan. And his desire was, he want to pass away by, you know, he want to have darshan of the Lord, and it has to be a good time, which is Uttarayan. Means, what is Prabhu is English translation for Uttarayan, like sun goes in northern side. Like this. There is two. Dakshinayan is, now is Dakshinayan. The Purnima day it will start actually Uttarayan. So he was waiting for that, and he was doing complete fasting, and he was remembering constantly Krishna, only Krishna, you know, nothing else, not his painful situation. He was, you know, completely fast. And then finally he took that five ingredient, which is, you know, always pure, is purify ourselves, purify our body. That Panchagavya means five things comes from the cow, you know, which is milk and yogurt, ghee, cow dung and cow urine. So after 5th day Krishna actually came, and he was very much pleased with his austerity. It's not only that he was just performing austerity. Now, he was remembering constantly Krishna. That is, you know, very important. And Krishna was so pleased, he said, whoever will be observe this fasting, I'll be very much pleased with that devotee. So in Padma Purana, this Vishnu Panchak, it doesn't mean, you know, Bhishma Dev did fast first time. It was before as well. So in Vishnu Panchak they said, like, it's 5 day fasting, and if someone cannot do the full fasting, so that we can take some fruits and root. If someone cannot do even that, they can take Havishya. Havishya is made out of rice and dal only, like boil with the ghee and salt, that's it. So this is the procedure. And you know, in Padma Purana it's mentioned that in 5 days, five things we can offer to Krishna. First day is a lotus flower, which is mentioned that we should offer to Krishna's lotus feet. Second day is bell leaf. Bell English is, I think, wood apple. Bilva Patra is on his thigh. Third day is, I think, what is called? White color. What is the flower name? Java. I don't know anyone know the English name. I think I forgot the name. I was... And fourth day is scent. That means we can offer sandalwood. And 5th day, malati flower. That's 5 things we can offer. Yeah, there is no English translation. It says java flower. So white color java. And it is mentioned that in Padma Purana, if one will absorb this fast, it will take all the sin which is performed one person. Like after that, if that person will not commit any more sinful activities, you will be free from all the sins. Padma Purani mentioned that. And interesting is, you know, Vishmadev, he was fasting, and not that his fast Krishna is pleased now, because he was constant remembering. So, within this fast, we just not do fasting. We have to remember Krishna more and more, and we have to, you know, try to serve him more. So that is the ultimate goal. Once my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj, he said, you know, fasting doesn't mean just fast, you know, and you know, if there will, any service will come, oh, you can't see, I'm just fasting. That is not the reason. Fasting means, upa means near, vas means, you know, or closer. Vas means like leaving or staying. So we have to stay more closer to Krishna. How we can stay more closer to Krishna? When we'll do more service and more chanting and more remembrance, that's how we live more close to Krishna. So, Vishmadeva was doing that. That was his intention. You know, and once Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he said, you know, why we do? We should take advantage of fasting. How? We are not, when we are fasting, so we are not eating, isn't it? So that half an hour we can engage also to Krishna's service. So that's why, you know, that's how we should take advantage of fasting. It's not like, oh, I'm very weak, I can't do service because I'm, you know, I'm doing fasting. Actually, one Srila Prabhupada said, if someone will give this excuse, so then that person should have prasadam and go and do service. So, we shouldn't, you know, give excuse. And a similar way, actually, Srila Krishnadas Goviraj Goswami, he said, you know, how Vishmadev, he performed this austerity, and he passed away such a great way. Krishna came in front of him, and then he was remembering, you know, Krishna's pastime, and he was meditating the form, you know, and he fixed his eyes to Krishna's lotus feet. And you know, in this situation, imagine Krishna is just in front and he passed away, you know. So same way also Haridas Thakur, you know, the similar Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, it's same way Haridas Thakur also passed away like that, you know. This is such a nice pastime. Whenever my Guru Maharaj, he used to give class in Mayapur during Bhishma Panchaka, he always recite Haridas Thakur's disappearance, you know. It's so nice, such a nice, you know, same like Vishmadev, how Vishma passed away. Haridas Thakur, you know, he was few days sick, and he was very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, all of us, you know, Mahaprabhu gave him title, Namacharya. He was such a elevated devotee. And he used to live far away from Puri temple because he was so humble. He said, oh, look, I am not a, you know, Brahmana or anything. I appear in very, you know, what is called, like, not so good family. Like, I am a Shudra. So I shouldn't touch to, you know, Jagannath's Pujari. That's why he used to live in far away. But he was so pure. Imagine, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he went to see him. You know. So, he was few days sick, and Mahaprabhu asked Govinda, his personal servant, what happened, Haridas Thakur? He doesn't come nowadays. What happened? And then Govinda said, actually he's a bit sick. Then Mahaprabhu came next day and he asked Haridas, how are you? And then Haridas Thakur said, I am okay. My body is fine, but my mind is, you know,
not listening to me. And then Mahaprabhu said, how come it's possible? What happened to you? He said, I couldn't finish my round. How many rounds he used to do? Huh? 192 rounds. It will take for us about 23 hours if we chant constantly. Can you imagine? So he couldn't finish. So that's why he was upset. He said, oh, my body is fine, but mind is not. What do we say? You know, my mind is perfect mind, you know. I am the best minded person in the world. But only thing is my body is not working. That's why I can't do, you know, this and that. You know, I think. So we say upside down. You know, I am the best well-wisher for everyone. My mind is perfect. My thought is, you know, example. But Haridas Thakur is showing that how we should think ourselves. That is the reason Mahaprabhu pleased. Kunti Maharani, he explained in his prayers. Janmai Sharya Shruta Srivir Edamana Madhapuman Naivarhati Abhidatambai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Proud, if we think ourselves we are very big, you know, of course there is a problem. So that's why when Haridas Thakur said, actually my mind is not good, my body is fine, but actually he was quite old, very old. In fact, he was older than, you know, similar age than Advaita Acharya. So he was very old. So, then Mahaprabhu said, I think, you know, you should reduce your round because you are old. You don't have to do, you know. And then he said, no, you know, I shouldn't. But if you are really, you know, pleased to me, if you really consider me as your servant, I have one desire. And then Mahaprabhu asked, well, what do you want? And he said, I know. Very soon, you will depart from this material world. I cannot see that. I cannot tolerate that situation. I don't want to even imagine. So, my desire is, I want to leave my body. So, see, he knows how to leave the body. That is a devotee, you know. So, you know, in many places we read in Shastra that Kal, the time, doesn't affect the devotee. Why? Because they are so pure, they can do anything they want. You know, but they never show their mystic power. Can you tell so-called yogi and, you know, magic Baba, they can say, you know, okay, I'll go, you know, I'll leave body this day, that day. No. Suddenly they just, you know, die in hospital maybe. Maybe somewhere else, nobody know in the home. You know, sometimes their disciple is so greedy about his all, you know, opulences, they kept them in locker. You know, they don't want to even show their body. But a devotee, that is the great mystic power. Mystic power is not like produce some ash for cash. That's not the mystic power. That's not the intelligent, you know. The power is, you know, how to leave this body. Because Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, antakale cha mamibha. That is the preparation of our, you know, whole life. It's not, you know, just live like dog. Yeah, sorry, die like dog, you know. There's no point of dying like that. So then, Mahaprabhu said, of course, you know, you are my, you know, like, you know, my heart. So whatever you will say, I'll do, you know. But, you know, if you go, you are like my part of my body. So how come I'll leave? And then Haridas Thakur, of course, he's very humble. He said, look, you know, if one ant will die from this world, what will make different? There's nothing different. You have unlimited pure devotees.
unlimited. So if I will die, what a difference, you know. Please fulfill my this desire. Haridas Thakur never asked Mahaprabhu anything except this, you know. And then Mahaprabhu bless him, you know, he will put his lotus feet on his chest, and then he was looking at Mahaprabhu's, you know, lotus face, and he was chanting, Gauranga, 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 and then all the devotees, they start, Mahaprabhu said, you know, do kirtan. So everybody start kirtan, and everybody chanting, you know, and dancing. In this environment, you know, Haridas Thakur chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, and then he just leave his body. Same like Vishmadev, when he was, you know, Krishna is in front of him, and he was, you know, just lying, and then he remembered Krishna, he looked at Krishna's face, and he passed away. Same way. So that should be our life goal as well, you know. Maybe when the time will come, we can remember Krishna, and definitely Krishna will appear there, and he will reciprocate with devotee according to their desire. You know, that's sure. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any mistake, please forgive me. And if there is any question and comments, please. Thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Brahmanande Hari Hari Bol.